Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. In the camping world, boondocking is a term that is described by RVers as to be without a connection to water, electric, or sewer. It's defined as living totally and completely free. You're what they call being off the grid. Boondocking is free and wild camping, living the way you want without any rules or restrictions that come with being part of a campground setting. You're free to do just whatever you want in any way you want to do it. But here's the catch. No matter how prepared you think you are, you cannot remain in this condition for long. Sooner or later, you have to get connected. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting an inspirational word to help you through those hard times. To abide means to dwell, stay, continue, rest in, or upon. It's being set and fixed, remaining there in a fixed state or condition. The more you stay connected to a source, the more power you receive. I am the vine, and you are the branches, and whoever abides in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. We should all take note that the more we stay connected to Jesus, who is the source, the closer that we get to the heart of him. And the closer we get to his heart, the more nourished we become. To die is gain, but to live is Christ, said Paul. We live because we are all connected to the source of what we need. Those who are unattached from Christ are all off and by themselves. And sure, it may look like fun and adventurous, but sooner or later life ends, and then what? There's no life nor fruit in a life apart from Christ as you're dangling in midair, lifeless and meaningless. Boondocking is staying in an undeveloped place. It's primitive, cold, and without. There's no light, and in most cases, water is scarce, and you rely on your own supply. But once again, what happens when you run dry? What happens when you need to dump your tanks and there's nothing to connect to? What happens when you need to get cleaned? We're lifted up by the hand of the vine dresser, purged and cleansed so that we become more fruitful. God the Father places us in the care of his Son, Jesus Christ, so that we're living in the light and in receipt of the living waters of life. He becomes like a well that springs up in us and we're full of life. We're cleansed through the Word, and he's the source in which we can go when we're tired, weary, dirty, like filthy rags. Isaiah said that we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags. Those who seek life and meaning someplace other than in Christ are doomed to fail. There's no way possible that a branch can grow fruit all on its own. It has to be attached to something that gives it life so that it may give life itself. And neither can we grow spiritually on our own unless we're attached to the giver of life. Here's the secret of the vine. If your life bears a lot of fruit, then God will invite you to abide more deeply with him. Abiding is an action word. It's not passive, nor does it stand still. It's always on the move, and the next move is up to you. So stop boondocking. Get reconnected to the source. Get reconnected to the vine. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. One love, 5 minutes.